just the other day, I met a lady at church, and she has seen the listing video that had just posted, and she just started talking about real estate. So it was really cool. And she knew who I was. I didn't even have to introduce myself.
This is the Platform Marketing Show, where we interview the most creative and ambitious real estate agents in the country, dissect their local marketing strategy, and get the behind-the-scenes scoop on how they're generating listing leads and warm referrals. We'll dive into the specifics of what marketing campaigns are working for them, how much they're spending on those campaigns, and figure out how they have perfected what we call the platform marketing strategy. This is your host, Tim Shermack. I'm the founder and CEO of Platform. I love marketing and I talk too much. So let's dive in. Hey guys, it's Tim Shermack and welcome back to another episode of the Platform Marketing Show. I'm joined today with Carol Schutt. Carol is a realtor in Alabama, near Decatur, Alabama, kind of near Huntsville, right?
Correct. Yes.
And Carol started with the Platform Marketing Program in early 2022. So at the point that we're recording this episode, Carol has been working a platform for just about 1 year. We're coming up on 12 months here.
Yes.
And Carol, when you first signed up, you know, you were telling me that kind of where your business was before was actually around 6 million in sales volume. And in your very first year with Platform, you actually grew from 6 to 10 million.
Correct. I did.
And going from 6 to 10 is really, I mean, that's impressive, but I think it's even more impressive that you did that in the year 2022. Because the year 2022 was obviously very difficult for real estate agents across the country. It didn't matter how experienced of an agent you were. It didn't matter how large of a book of business or a sphere of influence you had. You know, when mortgage rates essentially triple in a period of 6 months, you know, it was just a tough year for realtors. I know in many markets across the country, transaction volume was down by 30, sometimes even 40%. I mean, there was just objectively fewer homes being bought and sold in 2022 because so many buyers were afraid of paying the interest rates. You know, they just couldn't, they literally couldn't afford, you know, the mortgage payments with where interest rates were. So the fact that in the midst of all that kind of economic chaos and confusion, you know, in this down real estate market, your business didn't even stay the same. You actually grew your business from 6 million to 10 million. That's pretty cool. So how did you first hear about Platform, Carol?
It was a Facebook ad, and I sent the little note to get your free book. So I read your book, High Hanging Fruit.
Yep, so, High Hanging Fruit. Yep. Okay.
Great book.
And you know, I actually, you know, remember you worked with Platform. I mean, what is it now? 5 years ago, for a very brief time. I think you were with us for a couple months doing the Platform strategy in 2018.
Yes, I was.
And then you ended up actually leaving real estate. You took a full-time job at a really large company, you know, in your area, because you kind of just decided, hey, maybe I'm not going to be a realtor. But you had mentioned to me that it was like, what, 6 months later or something like that, someone contacted you and wanted to buy a house or sell a house. Like, what was the story there? How did that happen?
Yeah, so I was still a realtor. I was just kind of doing it part-time, and a lady reached out to me and she wanted me to come list her house and help them find a house. So it was pretty cool because I was like, oh wow, that really worked. And so I had made the calls for about 2 months and just focused on my new job and then got that phone call. So I knew that it worked. So
yeah, so you would really only use the Platform system for a couple months, and then you kind of decided, you know what, I don't know if I want to be a full-time realtor. I'm going to go get a job and I'm going to keep my license and kind of just sell part-time. And then a couple months after you made that decision, a list buy combo comes, and it came from one of your Platform ads. So I'm sure that you were kind of thinking, wow, this Platform thing actually worked. I maybe didn't just give it enough time to really see the results come in. That was back in 2018. So, I mean, now as we're recording this, it's crazy saying that out loud, that 2018 was 5 years ago. That's weird. In my mind, I think of 2018 as being like 2 years ago, but okay. So that was 5 years ago now. And then just last year, you decided to come back to Platform. You signed up, kind of went all in. You've now been with it for 12 months now. your business has grown from 6 million to 10 million, which I think is super cool because it's right around that point. I've been saying this consistently ever since we started Platform that like when your business goes from like 3 million to 8 million or from 4 million to 8 million or from 5 million to, you know, 10 million, kind of in that range where you're making that leap from making right around $80,000 to $100,000 a year and getting to the point that you're going from, let's say, $100,000 a year to more like $200,000 a year plus in your GCI, right in that range, that changes you and your family's life. Because now you, I mean, most of your household expenses and just your everyday bills are paid for with $100,000 of, you know, GCI, like your mortgage or your car payments or your groceries, your utility bills, all that stuff, right? That's covered in the $100,000. It's not like when your GCI goes from 100 to 220 that your mortgage payment triples or that your like utilities become more expensive or something like that, right? So all of that difference essentially becomes disposable spending money. And for many, many families, that's the difference between living like a, you know, comfortable middle class life and kind of living a little bit of, you know, feeling wealthy. Because now it's like, hey, we have an extra $10,000 a month we didn't have before. We can go out to eat more, or I can buy a newer car, or we can take more vacations, or we can pay to put our kids through school, or, you know, whatever, right? Like that is life changing money. Where if a realtor comes to Platform and they're already selling 15 million a year in sales volume and we help them get from 15 to 21 million or something like that, that's still super cool and it's still growth, but it's not like radically changing their life, right? Because they were already doing pretty well if they were selling 15 million or whatever plus. But I love these success stories where someone goes from 4 to 8, or in your case, you know, you went from 6 to 10, and I bet this year you're going to go way beyond 10. Because if you manage to sell 10 million in 2022, 2023 is going to feel easy to you with just how much better the market is going to be this year. So that's super cool that you've made that leap. Because I mean, you know, your GCI at 10 million is, you know, well, actually, what would your GCI be at 10 million? Like 250,000, something like that?
It was like 202.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess you have to factor in broker splits and all that fun stuff, but
yeah, it's true.
That's phenomenal. So when you look back at the last 12 months, what do you feel have been the most important ads in terms of what brought in business that closed? Because I know that you can look back and you can probably track, hey, this transaction came from Platform or that lead came from Platform. What are the ads that you think are the most effective for you right now that are actually generating these closings?
Probably the listing videos. I had people comment on those just the other day. I met a lady at church and she has seen the listing video that had just posted, and she just started talking about real estate. So it was really cool. And she knew who I was. I didn't even have to introduce myself. It was
awesome.
Yeah, okay. It was, I've never had that happen before. And it was strictly from her watching that video.
Awesome. That's exactly what we want to hear. Cause I think one of the cool things about the Platform marketing strategy is that even if you were good at sales, right? Like even if you consider yourself a very good salesperson or I'm very persuasive or whatever, Platform allows you to not have to be so salesy all the time. Because if people are seeing the videos and seeing your ads, they'll come to you, right? Like they'll be like, oh, I saw this. And then it doesn't feel like you have to cold call people as much because they'll come to you. I mean, you mentioned, hey, a lady walked up to me at church basically and said, I saw your video and started talking about real estate. Like that's awesome. So that's definitely a very actionable tip for anyone listening is don't sign up for Platform and then not do listing videos. Like you're missing out on a...
That was a borrowed listing.
You're missing out on a huge part of it. Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's another tip that, it, you know, she said it's a borrowed listing. And what we mean at Platform when we say a borrowed listing is that it doesn't matter if you don't have listings of your own. right now. Because, you know, because the last couple of years, especially, it's been such a low inventory market across the country that there's probably a very good chance at any given time that you as a realtor don't have any listings, right? Because it's such a low inventory. But that doesn't mean other agents in your market don't have listings. And you can always contact them and be like, hey, can I film a video promoting your listing? I'll give you the credit, but, like, you know, it's going to be you on camera giving a tour of the house. Because what we know is that when people see those videos, they watch the video, even if the ad clearly states in the text somewhere that, like, hey, this listing is courtesy of Bob Smith or whatever, no one remembers that. Because if they're seeing Carol on video showing the house, they kind of just subconsciously assume it must be Carol's listing, right? So that's awesome. So the story you just said of this person who walked up to you at church and they're like, oh, I love your recent listing. They didn't even realize, well, that's, like, technically, legally not even Carol's listing. It's just one of the videos.
She asked me if it had sold yet. She said, how many buyers do you have? And I said, it's a great house. I've got a lot of people interested. So, yeah.
But it's exactly technically not even your listing.
No. And I do have a lot of people interested. So,
Yep. So how many leads would you say you've generated total in the last 12 months of all, you know, all the Homes List ads we've had running and all of the lead generation? Do you know?
Oh, I have no clue.
Because it's probably over 1,000, maybe even a couple.
Yeah, we just
thousand.
Ran a new ad where I was actually in the picture and it was a local sign that everybody would recognize. And I'm getting about 10 per day. I've never had that many. It's crazy. I can't keep up.
10 leads a day.
Yes.
Wow. That's,
I know.
That's,
we should have done that a long time ago. It's cool. They recognize the sign and I'm standing by the sign. So
especially, again, just for context, because I don't know if someone's going to listen to this podcast episode in 6 months or 9 months or whatever, but when we're recording it, it's February 2nd today. And so she's in Alabama, in kind of northern Alabama. And so if you're getting 10 leads a day in February, when it's by no means, it's not the spring selling season yet. It's not the time of year where buyers are out looking at houses going to, you know, like, it's the slow time of year for you, right? I mean, actually currently as we're recording this, there's like an ice storm across the entire southern United States, right? And you have 10 people a day opting in. That tells me you are going to have, Carol, a monstrous spring, summer when the weather warms up and, you know, like the real estate market picks up like it does every year, right? In the spring and summer, if you're already getting that much activity on your marketing campaigns and we're only in February, I think you're in to have, I think you're going to have a pretty good
year. It's going to be crazy. I met two new clients this week, both platform leads.
Really? Okay. Where did those come from?
So they just opted in to, one of them was my acreage ad and the other one was Priceful. So, which is a very popular school district.
Okay. So for those listening, again, maybe you're not familiar with some of the ads we like to run at Platform, but one of my favorites is the Acreage ad. We call it like the Acreage Homes Report. And it's essentially a free list of homes we'll send people in your area if they click and request it and give us their contact information, you know, so we know where to email the list. And it's basically saying, hey, I'll send you a list of all the homes for sale in a certain area that have at least 1 acre of land. And because we know that the type of person who's going to request that link probably has a higher budget than the average person in your area if they want to buy something that has at least 1 acre of land, you know, and they're also, like, just statistically, they're probably not a first-time home buyer. You know, some of them might be, certainly, but just statistically, if you're buying a home on 5 acres or 10 acres or frankly, even 1 or 2 acres, you're probably not a first-time home buyer. So often what we find out is that, yeah, I want to get more information about whatever, this listing that has a couple acres, and I also have a home to sell, because they maybe bought a starter home 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and they're looking to finally make that move. How many times has that happened to you where you had a lead come in, then you found out it's also a listing lead?
Probably 3 or 4 times or more. I have one that when I first signed up last year, I had a immediate cash sale, which was cool. And then they're prepping to sell. So I'll be selling their house probably sometime this spring, because they bought a home and flipped it. And so they'll be selling.
Okay.
Probably at least 4 families or more. So yeah.
That they, yeah, it looks like a buyer lead when it comes in through platform. You're like, oh, cool, a buyer lead.
Yeah.
And then you start to and then you start talking to them, and it turns out, well, it's a buyer and a listing lead. So I'm really getting potentially two commissions for the price of this lead.
Yes. Great.
I mean, yeah, that's how you want to build your business, obviously, is building a listing pipeline. So awesome. What have been some of your favorite ads that you've run? Again, where people told you in real life, beyond the listing videos, what are some of maybe your specific favorite retargeting ads that you've run where people just said, "Hey, I saw this post, I loved it," whether it was a photo or a video?
Probably the ducks in a row. That was a good one.
Okay.
And then the
Oh, the mullet ad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a relatively new one that's been a kind of a fan favorite with clients. It's an ad that we came up with where we basically tell you, hey, go order like a mullet wig from, Amazon or whatever, and throw some cool, 1980s, shades or something. Just kind of get like an 80s look, like it's a mullet. And what the ad copy of the ad says is, mullets are back. And you know what's also back is, seller concessions and closing cost negotiation and financing contingencies and, all the things that basically just fell off the face of the earth in 2020, 2021, when we were in such a seller's market, right? All of these things that are normally present in a balanced market of, doing an inspection and having a negotiation over who's going to, are you going to fix this, or are you going to fix this, or frankly, having contingent offers at all, right? I mean, that just didn't happen basically in 2020, 2021. And so we kind of wrote this sarcastic ad talking about mullets are back, and here, what's also back is all these things that have been just missing from the real estate market the last couple of years. And so it's kind of just a fun way to visually grab people's attention by, a photo of you wearing a mullet, because anyone who recognizes you are like, what? Wait, what? Carol grew a mullet, and it just gets people talking, and it's a great way to, grab their attention, because it's probably not what they were expecting to see when they opened Facebook that day and loaded it up to see a picture of Carol with a mullet, you
Yeah,
know?
actually, we used Joe put it on, and I was standing
Oh, it was
beside him. It
Joe.
looked
Okay.
ridiculous on me,
Yep.
so it was
Well,
funny.
it'll probably look ridiculous on anyone, but
Yeah.
we actually have some clients that are pretty convincing. We're like, you know what? You could have fooled me that that's your real hair, you know?
It was funny.
I think I'm gonna have to make a retargeting ad for platform where I just take maybe five or six of my favorite mullet photos, and I'll make that an ad for platform. You know,
Would
like
be
platform is
great.
helping bring mullets back, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So you mentioned the ducks in the row video. For someone listening to this, let's just say they don't really know anything about the specifics of platform, but they're looking to get some marketing advice so they can grow their real estate business. Would you mind explaining, like, what is the ducks in the row video? Like, what do you mean when you say the ducks in the row video?
So just, different description. I can't remember what I always said, but tossing the duck and you say something each time. I don't remember what it was about, honestly.
Yeah,
But
the
it was so
script.
cute and we were laughing, so that's what brought the attention.
Yeah, the script is basically, again, I can't remember it word for word either, but basically someone off camera tosses you a rubber duck and you are saying, "Hey, I'm a realtor, I can help you get your ducks in the row." Things like staging your property to sell, things like marketing your home, and then someone tosses you a duck. And so it's kind of just a visual way to grab people's attention, like, I'm helping you get your ducks in a row, but as you said, almost everyone who films it almost ends up being a giant blooper because you're dropping the ducks or people are laughing, and it's kind of just like it's very casual and fun. So I think subconsciously what's going on in that ad that people seem to enjoy so much is that you're kind of proving that I'm just a casual person. I don't take myself too seriously. I obviously take my real estate negotiating and all that seriously, but like, if you work with me, I'm not someone who isn't afraid to have fun, so like I'm going to be fun to work with. And I think people want a realtor like that. Like, they don't want to necessarily work with someone who shows up in a three-piece suit and thinks they're more important than they actually are. It's like, hey, I'm a professional, but I also know how to have fun, right? And I think that results in more referrals over the long run too, because people want to refer people to someone that they feel is like relatable, you know, and that ad, a lot of clients have told us over the last couple of years that that ad is one of their favorites because it's just fun, you know?
Yeah. Also the ones that are informative, like the ones about the rate buy down, that I've had a lot of people. I had a lady stop me at a restaurant the other day and she's a friend and she says, "Carol, just keep posting these videos. They're so helpful. We're getting ready to buy a house and I just love all of them." So it was really cool.
Yeah. So she actually feels like by following you on Facebook and seeing your platform or targeting ads, that she's actually like learning something about the market and they're like educational.
Very much. So she was thankful. So I thought that was neat.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's such like a fundamental marketing strategy, but I think a lot of marketing companies forget this, that like, yeah, it's, you know, it's fun every now and then to entertain or make people laugh or whatever with ads. But like, if your advertising isn't also substantive and you're not, yeah, I mean, if it's not also, you know, it's educational and you're teaching people something and you're kind of like, you're proving your expertise by putting substance into the ads. It's like, I'm not just telling you I'm smart or I'm not just telling you I'm an expert about real estate. I'm going to demonstrate that by teaching you a lesson here about like, here's how rate buy downs work, or here's what we expect interest rates to do, or here's what this means, this concept that maybe you've heard and you don't know. It's educational marketing that it allows you not to brag about yourself, but via the act of teaching these concepts, it's kind of just implied that Carol is really smart when it comes to real estate. And you would probably want to work with someone like her who, you know, is teaching all these concepts.
Yeah. It's been great. Just the comments I get out of the blue. So,
yeah, I think we always try to mix in a good percentage of the ads that like, they're not funny. They're not cute. They're not clever. They're just straight up educational. Right. Cause that's what makes the funny ones stand out. When we mix in a funny ad, like the ducks in a row every now and then, it's kind of unconventional and surprising. And so if they're used to seeing more educational ads from you, that's what makes those ads kind of, you know, stand out. So, cool. Well, it sounds like you have a pretty good mix of everything. You've got the ducks in the row, you've got the listing videos going out, you've got these educational ads. Let me ask you a question. What is an ad that you haven't done yet, but maybe you've seen another platform agent do, or an ad that you're excited to do, but you haven't done yet?
I've still got to do the 80s windsuit, and I need to do the one where you're pulling the suitcase by the town sign. I haven't done that one yet.
So. Oh, that ad always gets a ton of engagement. So what these two ads are, is she mentioned the 80s windsuit. So we have this, basically it's like you order an 80s windbreaker suit, you know, and it just looks like very stereotypical cliche 1980s. And what the ad copy says is basically, you know, reasons you should pick Carol as your real estate agent. I'll fight harder for you than people fought against wind in the 1980s. and then the other ad you mentioned was the suitcase ad. I mean, we basically just call it the suitcase ad.
Okay.
And it's you go to like your town sign, you know, those signs on the side of the road, you know, where it's like, welcome to Decatur or welcome to wherever. And you're pulling a suitcase. So you're like, it's as if you're walking on the side of the road with a suitcase, kind of visually implying you're moving to town with everything you own is in that suitcase and you're moving to town. And then what we do is we say the ad copy is like 5 reasons or 8 reasons to pack your bags and move to Decatur or move to Huntsville, or like, you know what I mean? It just lists off a bunch of reasons that people love living in a certain area. Right. So obviously every town's going to be different because, you know, Decatur, Alabama might have 5 completely different reasons than San Antonio, Texas, which has completely different reasons from Wichita, Kansas or whatever. So we work with you to develop what is the ad copy. What are those things? Is it great schools? Is it affordable cost of living, you know, affordable housing? Is it great access to nature nearby, parks or trails for biking? Is it, you know, great school system? Is it that there's lots of locally owned small businesses and restaurants and kind of a great local culture there, whatever, right? Like we will figure out what are the reasons people love living there, write ad copy around it. And then what happens almost every time that we launch that ad is like debates start happening and people are arguing in the comments, which is further fuels the engagement of the ad, which makes it rank even higher. And it makes it pop up in more people's news feeds because people start arguing, whatever, I'd rather live in Huntsville than Decatur, or I would rather live in St. Petersburg than in Tampa, and people start debating in the comments, well, this school district is better than that one, or I'd rather live on this side of the boundary than that. But the point is, people are passionately sharing their opinion, and it just further fuels the engagement that this ad gets, which gives you more exposure. Because every person where this ad starts popping up in their newsfeed, as it kind of goes, you know, locally viral, it's coming from Carol Schutt's Facebook page. So you are the one benefiting from all of that extra engagement and exposure. And again, it works because it's educational. You're sharing actual reasons that people love moving to the area. So I think people who already live there like to debate and get into arguments about it. But people that don't yet live there but are thinking of moving there, they actually find the post really educational because maybe they didn't know you have amazing local schools, or maybe they didn't know that there's tons of, I don't know, mountain biking trails or a local park system or, you know, like whatever. Each town's going to be different, obviously. So yeah, that's actually one of my favorite ads. I mean, like every client we do it for gets loads of engagement. I mean, we have several clients who have gotten like hundreds and hundreds of comments on that post. Because people just go in and share their, you know, share their opinion. So
I did one, did a comparison of barbecue stuffed potatoes. And that one, I think we did it like in October, is still getting comments about stuffed potatoes because it's a popular thing in Alabama. Anything
okay,
barbecue.
What? I'm like totally confused now. So you'll have to elaborate on this. What stuffed potatoes?
It's a large potato and it's stuffed with like butter, sour cream, cheese. And then you can get smoked chicken, smoked turkey, beef brisket on top of it. And then each restaurant will have their version of white sauce that you put on it. So okay. It's like, there's five restaurants that people are keep commenting. No, this one's the best. This one's the best. And why? And it's still going. So it's crazy.
Awesome. And that's just a video that you're the host of. So you're kind of saying, hey, you can get it here. And again, when it pops up in someone's newsfeed as a retargeting ad, it's not really an ad about Carol at all. You know, it doesn't look like a salesy ad for you as a realtor, but it's technically coming from your page. And so when people are commenting and all that, like they're boosting your brand and your engagement in the community because it's on your page. That's where this ad is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just compared two potatoes. So, and then after the comments, I had to go try another one because I haven't tried it. So, and then I commented on the third one. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Awesome. How much have you noticed over the last year that you seem to be getting more referrals and more just like engagement from your sphere who like already knew you, like people who already know you, maybe you're staying more top of mind with them because of these ads that you're putting out there?
It's a lot. Like just last night I was sitting in church and we were in class and we were getting ready to leave. And one of the guys says, so what are these interest rates doing right now? Nobody would have ever asked me that before. But they all see everything I'm doing on Facebook. We're all Facebook friends. And I would never bring it up because I just don't if I'm sitting in church. But they just started talking. And it was so. And then we were members of Rotary. So a guy in there, he says, oh, I see your Facebook. I know who you are before I ever even knew who he was. So it's happening a lot.
Yeah. So when people see you, they're, oh, that's right, Carol. Yeah, she's a realtor. She's an expert, you know. And immediately before you even have a conversation, you're kind of entering that relationship already positioned as an expert. Like they think you're the local expert on real estate.
Yes, it's crazy. The lady that I met 2 weeks ago at a different church, she talked to me at first and then she came back that evening and she sat behind me and she just talked for about 30 minutes about houses.
That's awesome.
So, I know, I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah, I never would have engaged that conversation myself, she did it. So,
and again, that means that they really view you as the expert because it's not like you are bringing up real estate and trying to like awkwardly force it into a conversation. Like they're actually coming up to you and initiating a conversation about interest rates or real estate because there's, oh, that's Carol. Yeah, she's the expert realtor. I see her all over social media.
Yes. So that's never bring that up in a, that's just not me. I'm there to go to church. And if somebody asks me, then of course I'm going to talk, but it's just, that's just not my personality.
And Carol, that's why I'm so excited for you in 2023, because if you grew from 6 million to 10 million in 2022, you know, a lot of that growth probably a lot of the sales, I'm guessing, happened in the summer, because a lot of the marketing you did early on didn't really have a chance to kick in and see the results until the summer. But now this year in 2023, you're going to be able to cultivate and convert essentially all the leads you've been generating over the winter, even going back to like November, December, January of this year. So you've got this huge pipeline that's been snowballing, you know, that you will get to cultivate and close hopefully this spring and summer. So that's something that you really didn't have last year, because you started platform in February, and yet you still sold 10 million last year when the previous year was 6. So you're going to have, I mean, you're going to have a phenomenal year here in 2023. I'm just really excited for you, because I'm sure that you're going to sell a lot more than even a 10 million this year.
I'm excited. I really am. I actually had 7 platform closings last year.
Really?
My first year. Yeah.
And again, you signed up in February, so you basically really didn't get started with, you know, converting leads probably until March, which is already the third month of the year. And you had 7 closings you can like directly attribute to platform last year. That's awesome. Again, like I'm just excited for 2023 for you, because it's going to be
not only that, it's the relationships. Like these people, like I have made some great friends. It's not like I just close their house and don't see them again. I stay in contact with them. And it's a blessing. It really is.
And, you know, that's what results in the long-term referrals, right? Is you staying in touch and actually maintaining that relationship. And then they're a lot more likely to tell their friend or their neighbor or their cousin that, hey, you know, if you're thinking about selling your house, you've got to work with Carol, right? So great. Carol, the last question I like to ask is, if someone had recently signed up for platform and they're maybe in their second or third month, or maybe in their sixth month, and they haven't yet really seen a lot of results yet, what would you tell them to encourage them? Because, you know, again, you signed up for platform actually originally, it was like 5 years ago, and you only stuck with it for 2 months. And then you kind of left because you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to do real estate full time, you know, and you ended up getting a job. And now you've kind of experienced what it did to your business when you stuck with it for an entire year. And now you're kind of rolling into your second year right now. So kind of with that experience and that perspective, right? What would you tell someone who recently has signed up, but they haven't yet seen the results kick in yet?
Okay. So most of the ones that I've converted pretty easily, as soon as I get a response from the text, or I will call them that day if I can. And I think that makes the biggest difference, because I'm still top of their mind. Even though if I wait a few days, they still know who I am. I've never had that before with any other lead service, but it's helpful to go ahead and just make that initial call as soon as you can and get that conversation started, get them set up on an MLS drip or whatever they're looking for. And that way they're seeing you on Facebook, but then they're also getting emails with homes, whatever their preference is.
So really it's just like speed to lead. It's like, hey, if a lead comes in today, call them. Don't wait for a couple of days to call them. Okay. Awesome. Carol, thank you for coming on the show. This was great. I mean, I actually didn't realize you'd had that many closings directly attributable to platform just in the last 12 months. Yeah, it is. And again, like that was in the toughest year for realtors in probably 15 years. I mean, the year 2022, it's probably the hardest year for real estate agents going back to 2008. And for you to have grown your business from 6 to 10 million in such a hard year, like that's what makes me so encouraged for you and so excited for you, that like 2023 is going to be like a cakewalk compared to that. So your business is going to go far beyond 10 million.
Thank you.
in the future. So yeah, I mean, I'm just really authentically excited for you. It's going to be great. So Carol, thank you for your time. And for all of our listeners, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Platform Marketing Show.